From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama says Americans will not be terrorized in reaction to the California mass shooting, which the FBI confirms is being investigated as an act of terrorism. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said, despite the massacre, we will uphold our values and we will not be terrorized.
Most of all, we stand with 14 families whose hearts are broken. We're learning more about their loved ones, the men and women, the beautiful lives that were lost. They were doing what so many of us do this time of year, enjoying the holidays, celebrating with each other, rejoicing in the bonds of friendship and community that bind us together as Americans.
The Islamic State terrorist group says the killers were involved in the California massacre were supporters of the organization.
We begin in California, where two soldiers of the Khilafah executed an attack.
The group made its first comments about the mass killing in a radio broadcast today, but did not express direct involvement in the attack. Meanwhile, the Federal Bureau of Investigation is stepping up its investigation into the massacre after determining the married couple responsible for the attack, Tashfeen Malik and her husband, Syed Rizwan. The wife had apparently expressed her allegiance to the Islamic State terrorist group on social media. FBI Director James Comey.
The investigation so far has developed indications of radicalization by the killers and of a potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations.
But so far, there has been no indication of whether the couple acted on their own or on the instructions of an unknown group. Both were killed, fleeing in a rented vehicle. A triple suicide bombing at a market on an island in Lake Chad today killed at least 27 people and injured 90 others. This is VOA News. Iraq's foreign ministry summoned the Turkish ambassador today to demand that Turkey immediately withdraw hundreds of troops deployed in recent days to northern Iraq near the Islamic State-controlled city of Mosul. The ministry said in a statement that Turkish forces had entered Iraqi territory without the knowledge of the central government in Baghdad and that Iraq considered such a presence a hostile act. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the troop rotation was routine and that Turkish forces had set up camp near Mosul almost a year ago in coordination with Iraqi authorities. Islamic State militants overran the city in June 2014. A much-anticipated counteroffensive by Iraqi forces has been repeatedly postponed because they are tied down in fighting elsewhere. Afghanistan's Taliban says it has received a voice message from the Supreme Leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour that refutes claims about his involvement in a gunfight and supposed death earlier this week. In the message, Mansour allegedly says he is safe and healthy and denied rifts in the Taliban leadership, according to the group's spokesman, who talked to VOA on Saturday. The Afghan government announced on Wednesday that Mansour was seriously wounded when gunfire broke out during a meeting of Taliban commanders in neighboring Pakistan. Officials from 195 nations attending the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris have approved a draft text of a climate deal. The document, coming after 4 years of negotiations, is meant to offer nations options to reduce emissions of climate-altering greenhouse gases. Critics say many unresolved issues remain to be hammered out before the COP21 conference ends on Friday. Representatives of 134 developing countries objected to some industrialized nations' efforts to set conditions for the funding. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon looked optimistic at the agreement.
Governments, cities, the private sector, investors, and the public at large increasingly understand the grave risks posed by climate change. They also see the tangible benefits to be gained by early action.
Some participants, however, are not hopeful the international community will reach agreement in the coming days. Scientists have warned that as the Earth warms up, the planet will be increasingly hostile to human life. One worker was killed, 30 more missing, and 33 rescued today after a fire swept through a Caspian Sea oil platform owned by Azerbaijan's state oil company, the company says. The missing workers were in a lifeboat that fell into stormy seas, according to a joint statement issued Saturday by the company. The fire on the platform in the offshore field broke out Friday evening when an underwater gas pipeline was damaged in a heavy storm. Strong winds and waves up to 10 meters have made rescue operations difficult. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.